Welcome to the Energy Report for December 2022. And to those of you who have chosen this as an option for yourself, I think this is a really good way of looking at what's coming up energetically and planetary, and also just what I feel intuitively. It's quite interesting this month. My own intuitive sense is a little bit different to what I'm seeing and researching about astrologically. So I'm going to share both with you, and perhaps I'm meant to share it like this because you're meant to take pieces from each part, or to find, like we're doing this month about living intentionally, wherever you kind of sit and whatever feels right for you from all of the different aspects that have shown up. So I kind of wanted to start off with what I felt intuitively. I really did feel when we got to the end of November, around the 23rd and 24th of November, that there was a lightness that was showing up. And as I would have explained at that time, if you join me at the class that I held on the 24th of November, we're in a space at the moment that feels very, very unknown, but it's a really exciting unknown. Before, when we've had unknown energy and we felt like we were kind of walking down a dark road, it felt like that dark road was never really going to show any light. What we're seeing at the moment is there is a lot of light coming up. And I suppose that, that expression, light at the end of the tunnel, there really, really is. I feel really excited when I think about the energy shift that's happening now for everybody. Obviously, not just myself. This is what I'm tuning into, like, collectively. I feel we're in a time and a space where the more we are moving towards ourselves, the clearer we're becoming. And just because we get very clear on where we are, and actually very clear almost on where we'd like to be in our life, it doesn't mean it always comes like really easy. We have to be patient to clear anything or change anything. There's always a transitionary period. Now, for a lot of you, and myself included, we've been in quite a big transitionary period this year already. So it's like, okay, give me a break, you know. But it does take its time. And that time is going to be individual and personal to all of us. So that's where the planetary elements can definitely showcase energetically what might be collectively around. But it's going to be completely different for each one of us in our lives and how that manifests itself or creates itself in our life. I feel there's a really big opportunity at the moment for embracing change when we don't know what that change is going to be. And I think there's also a really beautiful opportunity at the moment now, as we're ending quite significant chapters in our life, and we've been doing a lot of that over 2022, to get really clear about what you want to create and what you want. It feels like December is a month of, I think, not just reflection because it's the end of the year, but reflection on, you know, who we are now and where we wish to be over even 2023 or over the next month or over the next 2 years, whatever kind of space you're in or however far ahead you want to look. Now, the topic I chose around living intentionally was one I obviously had planned previously, but it really is such a fabulous topic to help support exactly what I'm feeling intuitively, because for us to create any change, we have to be very clear of what our value system is. And like we covered last month, what our belief, well, we covered last month, sorry, in It's Time for Spirituality, was our belief system. What we covered last month in It's Time for Me was around relationships and how we were showing up in relationships or how relationships were impacting us. And both relationships and this aspect of stripping back spirituality actually kind of bring in the same energy, and that energy is all about who we are, who we're showing up as, and how we are putting ourselves out into the world. In relationships, we need faith in ourselves, and in life in general, we need faith in ourselves, and we need faith in others and bigger things. And this month, what we're doing is we're saying, do you know what, like, it's time for me to show up and actually live as I know I'm meant to, as I know I want to. But I also have to get very clear in what I'm saying. You know, there's that kind of thing where somebody might ask us, do we want to go to the cinema or do we want to go for dinner? We're like, I don't mind. And inside we might be like, I'd actually prefer to go to the cinema, but we don't want to rock the boat, or we don't really care that much. We're just like, whatever, we just go along. Okay, that's like, use that analogy for something bigger. A lot of times we just go along with things, and intentionally living or living intentionally is about not, it's not about being rude or just like putting your foot down and being selfish. It's about doing what actually feels good to you and is going to feel good in your system. And that's really what December's energy is all about. So when I look at the the opportunities that lie ahead of us in December and the opportunity to get more clear and to get more focused and to feel more into ourselves, that's what I think this month is about. It's not a huge month around getting things done. It's probably far the opposite, particularly when we come in, you know, astrologically to the 21st of December, which is a winter solstice. And that actually represents a time of quietness and peace. So I think if I could sum up kind of December, it's a time of excitement, it's a time of great change, and it's a time of new beginnings. It's your interim period. So imagine you're about to start a new job in January, or imagine you're about to, you know, go on a new date in January. Like, it's something really exciting to go for. Maybe you were going on a holiday in January, right? Just imagine that something new in your life is going to start in January. And December was your preparatory time. If you're going on a holiday, it's like start packing your bags. Maybe you're like saving a bit more money so you're not socializing as much. Or if you're starting a new job in January, you'd be like preparing now to finish up your job or maybe taking a bit of time off, okay? So this month is just really about the nurturing element for ourselves. It's the preparatory time. And it's kind of just the reflection time. It's not about like, let me get this done and let me get that done, okay? Astrologically, they do say it can be a little bit of an intense month. Not, I don't feel as intense as what we've had. It's definitely not going to be like that. But we do have a full moon coming up in the month that is going to be a little bit more fiery and a little bit more intense. Now, I don't know if that's going to necessarily affect us individually. I think it could affect maybe something globally that's going on. I'm not quite so sure about that. But really what it's saying is this month is just a month that will have a lot kind of energy going on in it. And it's just that if you can keep, you know, staying connected to yourself, you will really navigate through that in a lot of it, in a lot of a better way, which is going to be really good. But what it also feels to me, as I looked at kind of astrologically as well, when we do have the winter solstice, we are coming into that quieter time, okay, that more reflective time. And then on the 29th of December, Mercury retrograde starts. Now, a lot of people fear Mercury retrograde. I know I've talked about this before. Mercury retrograde is just where things slow down a little bit more, where we have to check our travel plans, or, you know, there can be tech issues. We need to check things once, twice, even three times to make sure everything's correct. You know, plans, contracts, finances, like all of those kind of things. So that also is a time of quietness and kind of peace and a kind of coming down. So that actually continues on to the 18th of January. So we've got 3 weeks of it. So we're coming out of December, which is January, very busy month. Okay, so it's going to be a busy month in terms of just because it's December, finishing up things, work, you know, Christmas, all of those kind of things. But we're also entering into a quiet time. So the energy might be trying to pull us into a quiet time, and we're in a busy time. And that's where the intensity might come, where we're like seeking the peace and quiet because you know, astrologically, the energy is trying to sit in that space, and yet we're going to be quite busy and running around or just have a lot going on, even ourselves individually and personally, that we're just like, oh my God, I'm craving that. I'm craving that. So that's why I think living intentionally is going to be a really good time for us to start this as well, based on what's going on astrologically, because we are going to be challenged to see if we can really do that. So overall, I feel, look, December is going to be a pretty all right month. There is busyness, there is the pull for quietness, but just if you're staying steady in yourself, I think you will actually tap more into that excited feeling that I get for everybody and start to really look forward to what's ahead. What's your next chapter going to be about? What do you want it to be? Like we did at the class on the 24th of November, like dream big, get really, really bloody clear on where you want to be. So I hope that helps for this energy report for December 2022, and I'll talk to you very soon.